We're back. You're listening to Positive Living, and I'm Patricia Raskin, right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. And I'm so fortunate to have on the amazing Renaissance woman and Emmy and Globe, Golden Globe winner and recipient of the Officer of the British Empire, the actress Jane Seymour. And this wonderful Officer of the British Empire was bestowed upon her by Queen Elizabeth II. She has amazing talents, from being an artist to a painter in watercolors and oil, a fashion designer, a jewelry designer, and, as you know, of course, an acclaimed actress. Welcome back, Jane.
Thank you.
Let's talk about open hearts, how that has impacted your life personally.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Since I made the piece of jewelry and I started wearing it and people would ask about it and I would talk about what it meant to me, and I realized that on a daily basis, every time I find myself impatient or I, you know, get upset about something or something doesn't work out the way I want it to, or I have an argument or an issue with my children or my husband, it's really funny. It's like a shortcut. We go, okay, can we have an open heart moment here?
Mm.
And we literally shelf the whole thing. We put whatever was said behind. We just say, you know what, I'm sorry. Forgive me. I forgive you. Let's just move forward. And so it's actually become a really wonderful metaphor for being able to move through issues and really find some way of speaking and being heard and listening and really communicating with people. So it's sort of become like a universal symbol in a way.
So your advice to parents raising their children, that may have difficulties, or they want their children to be more creative, they want to bring out that passion that you have in your life, advice for them?
I think there's nothing like being there with your children, listening to them, hearing them, engaging them in conversations, introducing them to something new and different, and being there with them. I mean, the problem is that so many children are like parked off in front of the TV or in front of the computer now, and they're isolated, and their entire relationship with the world is based on who knows what they're reading on the internet. So I really think that you need to spend physical time with your children. You take them for a walk, play ball, play tennis, swim, whatever it is. I mean, create artwork. My kids were doing a school thing the other day, and they started writing music. They play music. Mm. And the assignment at school was to write a poem. But, of course, then when we told them they could write a rock song, then they all got excited. So, you know, one of them ended up writing a rap song, and the other one ended up writing a really fabulous rock and roll song. And the next thing they realized, oh, yes, they've done their assignment. They're writing poetry. It's the same kind of thing.
What would you say would be your favorite open heart story that may not be in your book, Jane?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm receiving the most amazing letters from people now. One was really cute. Was just before Christmas, this lady, single mom, little girl, took the daughter to see Father Christmas. And they didn't have very much money, like everyone. She's in the credit crunch, and she was, wanted to make sure at least her kid got to see Father Christmas. But what she did is she made sure that she got to go next so that she could find out from Father Christmas rather sneakily what her daughter wanted. And when it was her turn to go up, Father Christmas says, your daughter has asked for an open heart necklace for you.
Aww.
Because she feels that my mom needs an open heart because she's so good and she needs to be loved.
Oh, isn't that beautiful?
And so I got that letter, and they sold out of open hearts at that point. We're okay now, but at that point, no one realized it would be so popular. Mm. And so we personally made sure that she got hers. I had another letter from a lady who said to me that she has been at loggerheads with her mother for as long as she can remember. They had nothing but a bad relationship her whole life, and now she's in her 40s. And she said that she saw the commercial, and she saw the necklace and saw the philosophy behind it. And she went to her mother and said, Mom, you know what? Can we have an open heart?
Isn't that wonderful?
And you know what? Her mom listened to that because she'd seen this commercial and said, and they started speaking to one another about the pain they'd had, how they wanted to let go of it, not talk about it anymore, just leave it behind and start afresh.
And
now
on.
They have an incredible relationship.
Isn't that something?
And apparently her mom has not taken the necklace off.
Isn't that something?
She showers in it. She touches it, and it's healed them. So, I hear that makes me so much more excited.
Oh, of course, because you're healing people, really, through everything that you've done. What are you planning to do on your special day, on your birthday, when this show airs, which is February 15th, what are you going to do with your family?
I have no idea. We have no special plans. I know that on the 14th, until very late at night. I'm going to be filming the movie that I'm doing right now.
Which is?
It's called Freeloaders, and it's Adam Duritz of Counting Crows. It's the story of the guys that kind of took over his Beverly Hills home when he was gone, and I'm playing this really nasty real estate agent that has to get them out. So
will this be on television or in the movies?
No, it's going to be a sort of a risque, you know, Broken Lizards thing.
And where will we be able to see this?
Oh, I'm sure eventually it'll end up on television. But no, it'll be a feature film. It'll go out in probably in the theaters, theatrical release, and then eventually on video and television.
So within a year.
I would imagine, yes.
It's a wild comedy. Well, you know, before we go, we have a couple minutes. I must say, I've interviewed you several times over the years, and I was always so impressed with Dr. Quinn, with the character, with your personal resilience, Jane. You've been a role model for me, and I'm not just saying that because of you, not only your resilience with change, but being a Renaissance woman, from being an artist to a jewelry designer to a fashion person to a makeup and, you know, with your skincare line.
Yeah.
To how do you do all of this? How does all of this come into one person?
Well, you know what? The art thing, as I told you, is like a healing for me. And so I just love to paint. It just flows right out of me. And I keep having ideas. Mm-hmm. And I found that my art really transferred into jewelry and also home products. I had a whole home collection for a long time, and I'm doing that again.
But even your Dancing with the Stars, that was a departure in a way. That took a lot of strain.
That's what I started with. You know, I originally wanted to be a dancer, and I loved to paint. That's what I did first. So I did all of that. I even had my own company making and embroidering clothes when I was 15 years old. So when people say, what makes you suddenly think when you've been an actress you can do all these things, I have to point out to them I was doing it long before I was ever an actress. So I guess the real question is, what rights did I have to be an actress?
Well, you've done it all, and we're just so happy you've been on. Closing thoughts as we close this segment. What would you like to leave our listeners with about the open heart, Jane?
Well, you know what? I wrote in my introduction, which I won't read all of, but there is something that I'd love to read, just the last part of it. Can I do that?
I think we have time, yes.
Okay. I said, of course, the open heart is about love, and I'm not talking just about romantic love, but love for yourself, love for your talents, love for the exquisite beauty of the natural world. It's love for your neighbors, your friends, your family, and love of God in whatever form you happen to find him. The open heart is more than anything else about tolerance, about seeing beyond the petty into the greater picture. It is the opposite of hate. In this present world of division and intolerance, we need open hearts.
Thank you so much, Jane Seymour, for being on this program. It's been an honor and a pleasure. And tell us about your website.
Well, I've just relaunched janeseymour.com, and I'm very excited. We have everything on there. We have my art, we have videos, we have what I'm involved with in terms of philanthropy, obviously the book, and everything that I'm doing and upcoming events. So I'm really excited about having this website and about really being able to stream videos on it too.
Thank you so much, Jane Seymour, for being on this program.
You're welcome.
Thank you.